It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So, anyway, today's topic is on... what should I say? People in office doing what we call a stupid bill. Joe Suki wants to make a muffler bill for loud mufflers. Well, let me explain something, folks. On some sports cars and trucks, the muffler's allowed right from the factory. What are you going to do? You're going to tag the guy for that? It comes like that from the factory. I think somebody ought to tell Joe Suki how he's going to regulate the loud and whatever. Take for example, those of you that can remember the early model Corvettes that had the side pipes, and the AC Cobras that had the side exhaust pipes, they were super loud. And the motorcycles that come, the Harley Davidsons, that come with loud mufflers right off from the factory, what do you want them to do? Alter the motorcycle so they lose the warranty? Is Joe Suki going to pay for that? I don't think so. Vehicle tax is going up again. Does anybody know how much the vehicle registration tax is on the Big Island? And just to let you know, on the average car, $70, 70 a year. Okay? So how come they have less population on the Big Island, but they pay less in taxes? And how come we have a lot of cars on Oahu, and we pay the highest? What's up with that? It's because they use the vehicle registration tax, which is supposed to do the roads, for something else. They rob from Paul to pay Peter. And how the heck are you going to recover that loss? Well, it's you and I. So every time you see a politician, folks, open your purse, open your wallet, and say, here, help yourself. Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you have any questions or whatever. Okay? So, and here's another one. The politicians want to repeal the ethanol law. The ethanol, what do you call them, mandate. And Mike Gabbert is the one that is against ethanol. And they constantly pick up and bring up this ethanol thing to remove ethanol. Well, folks, those of you that are against ethanol, you tell me one alternative fuel that can replace gasoline with little to no modification to your car. The day that comes when we run out of oil, if and when that comes, what are you going to use if there's no gasoline? Think. This oil thing cannot go on forever. If oil wasn't running out, why are they drilling for more oil? If you have a lot of oil, why would you go out and spend billions, if not trillions, drilling for more oil? You're drilling because there's no oil. There is oil, but it cannot be made into fuel. It has to be the black gold. The black oil. Oil is like wine. It has to be aged. And a lot of them is not aged enough, so you can't make fuel from it. So, then think about this now. The world run out of oil. Who the heck is going to think about the little speck in the ocean called Hawaii? Who? It's going to be every country for themselves. They're not going to worry about us. You think America's going to worry about us? I don't think so. And if we don't have oil, we don't have water. Because water comes from the electricity that pumps the pumps. And if you don't have oil, you don't have electricity. And 90% of our food is brought in. How are we going to get food if there's no fuel to bring the ships? So don't you think we're kind of on a touchy situation here in Hawaii? Got to think, folks. These politicians and oil companies don't care. Look at that oil rig that blew up in the Gulf. Well, you think about that. That could be very, very scary. And why is these gun shops selling a lot of firearms? Because there's a lot of people out there that thinking about the future. What can happen? Would you go to somebody's house to try to take his food if they had guns? No. But you go to the ones that don't have any. So, give me a call at 296-5467. Sorry about the news crash, but I think people need to wake up. And it doesn't hurt if this oil thing is not true to have an alternative fuel to use other than gasoline and compete against gasoline, and maybe then gasoline prices won't be going sky high. Think about that for a minute. The only way gasoline can go through the ceiling is because there's no competition. It's a monopoly. But if you have a competition, they have to keep the prices down. It's your choice, folks. This is not just my island. It's yours. Anyway, the crash on the H1 freeway, I was trying to get a hold of that family, of that boy that's in, I guess they incarcerated him. They put him in jail for drunk driving or whatever. I try to look at the picture real good. And my guess, folks, is the CV shaft broke. The CV shaft is the front axle. It broke off and ripped out the suspension and the steering, causing the van to flip over because it collapsed, the wheel came off, and it rolled over. I know HPD will say, well, it came off in the rollover. No, it didn't. It broke off, and that's why that van crashed. Whenever you have a safety check done, this is one of the things that needs to be checked. Okay? And I don't see it happening. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Scott from Kaneohe.
Hey, Scott.
Hi. Got a question. I have an 06 Chevy Trailblazer. And the engine light came on, and then it started like chugging. You press on the gas, and it, you know, it's hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple people tell me they just drove it, and they told me to be the spark plugs or a coil pack. And then when I was researching it online, they said the catalytic converter. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions before I take it in or...
Okay, first of all, what kind of fuel are you using?
The regular unleaded, the one with the ethanol in it, whatever they have.
87?
Yes.
Okay, 87 is actually 84 or 83.
Uh-huh.
Not even a weed whacker can run that. If you read the manual, it says do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur.
Okay.
If the engine is not already damaged, it could be a coil pack. Because the coil pack, if you have an engine with coil pack, is very, very delicate and cheaply made in China. Don't tell too many people that.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the catalytic converter, because the catalytic converter will prevent you from climbing up hills. But if it's stumbling, it could be a melted piston.
Melted piston.
Okay. Not so good, well, yeah?
It does it sometimes, and then sometimes it doesn't do it.
Then it could be a coil pack.
Okay.
But that, too, is not cheap.
Yeah. Well, I have a warranty. I bought an extra warranty with it when I bought it.
Okay. I would recommend, if you're going to keep the vehicle, to go to the MSD coil pack.
MSD. Okay.
Yeah. It's 100 times better quality because it's made in America.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Who's next?
We have Wayne from Kapolei.
Hey, Wayne.
Hi, George. See, I was out of town last week, but did you have that meeting on ethanol?
Yes, we did.
Oh, how was the turnout?
Bad. People don't care.
Did the governor, by any chance, or any of his representatives show up?
Nope.
No. So all the shibai talk, huh, before the...
You got it.
Yeah, kind of expected that.
That's normal, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, if you want to... talk about whatever happened. I'll listen on the radio. But
we got about 32 people very interested in saving Hawaii, and we're going to have more meetings. So we're going to announce.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I got it. So I have another question about that Maui Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Are they also the dealership for Lexus?
No. You was hoping for that.
Huh?
You was hoping for that, huh?
Well, yeah.
They don't sell Lexus.
So the Lexus is part of Servco.
Yeah. They only have Avalon and Toyota.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Okay.
We have John from Honolulu.
Hi, John.
Hi. I just had three comments on three things. Oil, ethanol, and natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
In Iran... they've converted over a million cars to natural gas at a cost of a little over $1,000 a car,
mm-hmm.
because they have lots of oil, which they want to sell, but they don't have the refinery capacity to produce gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So they export their oil for dollars, and they use the natural gas for their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We could do the same thing here. And the other comment is about oil. If you Google oil is a renewable resource, you'll find out that Russian geologists have believed for over 70 years that oil... it's not a fossil fuel. It is a renewable resource. It is spontaneously generated by the earth. It's constantly being replenished. If you saw that oil well, the video of the oil well in the Gulf coming out, you know that that's not dinosaur bones or flesh being converted to oil. There's just millions and millions of barrels of oil into the earth. And when everywhere they look for it, they find it.
Yeah, but it cannot be made into fuel.
Oil?
Yeah, it has to be black oil.
Yeah, but there...
the one in the Gulf was rubbish. Hello?
Yeah, if it's carbon based, it can be made into fuel. And the other comment is about ethanol.
This is not from Google. This is straight from the oil company in Houston. That oil was rubbish, and it wasn't aged enough to be made into fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'm against oil fuel. Is the exhaust that comes out eats oxygen. And if you check the oxygen level in Brazil, it's the highest in the world. And you look at the cancer rate in Brazil, it's the lowest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm just looking at...
Well, Brazil also produces a lot of ethanol. They do it from sugar cane, which is the way to make ethanol.
Right.
Not from corn.
Producing it
from corn is
an energy loser,
and it's also the cause of food rioting around the world. High food prices.
I don't think
so. If you take your cropland and start buying ethanol corn, you're gonna.
If you would listen what I'm trying to explain to you, okay? Wherever corn can grow, sugarcane can grow. It's the same animal. Why are they on corn, using corn in America and not sugarcane? Because sugarcane makes more ethanol than corn. And corn takes longer to make ethanol than sugarcane.
Well, they can grow sugarcane in areas where it's warmer, but they can grow corn in areas where it's colder.
China is the second biggest sugarcane grower in the world. And it's the same proximity in the world as America.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand this. I mean, it takes two processes to make ethanol from corn and one process to do it from sugarcane. So, you know, I would make it out of sugarcane instead of corn. Plus, you get better performance from sugarcane than you do from corn. So what's up with that?
Mm-hmm. You get the cleanest energy source, though, is natural gas, and we have a lot of natural gas in America.
The thing I'm against natural gas is the common thing with cars is they leak. And if there's a leak and somebody's lighting up a match, kaboom. Ethanol is not like that. That's why Indy cars went to ethanol. Because it's not as flammable and explosive as the racing fuel.
Mm-hmm.
It's for safety. And it's clean. I like it because it's clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's many bus fleets and car fleets in the mainland with natural gas, and I haven't heard of anything exploding with them.
Mm-hmm. Because
the bus fleets are
percentages is not as much. It's not as much. But, you know, to convert cars to natural gas is more expensive than just putting in ethanol into a car.
Yeah, but you cars can be built with coming with natural gas. I think Honda used to...
Yeah, I understand that. But look at all the billions of cars we have out there. You cannot say, hey, all you guys, throw away your cars and buy new cars. It ain't going to happen.
No, people will gradually switch, especially if the fuel is cheaper.
Well, what happens if you run out of oil? And then what?
Then the world's not going to run out of oil. They keep finding more and more.
There is, my friend.
No, everywhere they look, they find more oil.
Okay.
There's so much oil that's out there that they're not able to drill for.
If I'm wrong, no big deal. But if I'm right, we're in deep kimchi in Hawaii. Okay? Thanks for calling.
Back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob here, doing great as usual. You know what you were talking about in the beginning? It comes back to one thing with the politicians. No consequence.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consequence for what you do. You could raise the vehicle rates. You could pass a helmet law. You could pass a cell phone law. You could pass all these laws that nobody I know likes. And my friends are getting tickets for using their cell phones and they're complaining, but they never say, you know what, I'm going to vote those people out that passed this stupid law. They never say that.
Never happens.
Never happened. And then when it comes around election time, the same people get voted in and we still have the same situation. You know, they're going to raise the vehicle rate. The money is never going to get to the roads because it hasn't in the past. What's going to happen tomorrow to make it go to the roads? Nothing. You know, it's just insanity doing the same thing over and over again, thinking something different is going to happen.
You got it.
The politicians know it. That's why they don't worry about it. Like I said, what is the number one thing when you run for office? I'm all about kids. I'm all about kids. I'm all about education. Don't touch education. Don't do anything for the kids. And when you get in office, do something that you never mentioned while you were running. And then just sit back and do whatever you're going to do. And the next time you come time to get re-election, you just say the same thing again. Hey, I'm for the kids. I'm going to get you a job. Everybody's going to have chickens. You know, we're all going to be happy. So I'll just leave it at that for people to ponder that thought as they're sitting in their traffic and driving down these wonderfully maintained roads in Hawaii. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Anyway.
We have John from Makiki.
Hey, John.
Hello, George. I have a question about engine temperature, specifically whether it's harmful to the engine if it never gets up to a high operating temperature. Now, I have an 87 Sentra. I bought it 11 years ago, and when I bought it, it had a jumper wire so that the fan was always on when you turned the motor on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I called you about this about that time, and you said, well, it's an old car. Usually that's what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after I bought it, I experimented. I bought a new switch and screwed it into the radiator and disconnected the jumper wire. The fan went on only when the temperature gauge went up about 4/5 of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, that's too hot. So I reconnected the jumper wire and I've had that on ever since. No matter how much I drive or how far I drive, the temperature only goes up about 1/8 of the way on the gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that not hot enough, and does it potentially hurt the engine if you don't get it hot enough?
No.
That's okay, huh?
It's cool.
All right, good. Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome. Okay. Yes, if your engine runs too hot, the oil breaks down. The oil breaks down, your bearings go out. Your bearings go out, you buy a new car. Simple. So, the thing to do, if you have a new car and it does run hot, they all do, use the AMSOIL synthetic oil. That's the only oil that's going to hold up against the high heat. Okay? So, you got to protect yourself some way, somehow. Okay. I'd like to thank my son Todd, Wendell Kwan, and George Y. Ali for last week, Saturday, helping me out at the McKinley High School cafeteria to put on a forum for the people. And like Henry Peters told me way back in the 90s, and Calvin Say and all of them, don't do anything for the people. They don't care. Well, it seems to be coming true. Whatever happens, happens. Okay, like the last caller said, we have lots of oil. Where is the guarantee that there is a lot of oil? What if it is true that there is hardly any oil left? Think about that. What are you going to do if in 3 years we're out of oil and no fuel? You got to remember now, Hawaii is dependent on food 90% to be shipped in. There's not going to be any food. What about water? The Hawaiian Electric is not going to be able to make electricity to pump water out of the ground. Are you going to drink the ocean water? Water out of the river? I don't think so. But if I am wrong about oil running out, does it hurt to have ethanol as another fuel? Think about that. It doesn't hurt. What's the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared. Are we prepared? If in case there is no oil. Well, according to the last caller, I was wrong. And no need to worry. Relax. And if it happens, it happens. And if that's your situation with everything else, then what am I doing here? Okay? And a lot of people that I know of, that I've met down the road, don't really like ethanol. They believe the BS that's on the air and don't believe the truth. Why is that? Why is that, Wanda? Why do people believe BS and not the truth?
Because they don't know any better?
No. I mean, it's not know any better. I mean, not only in ethanol, in every walk of life, people seem to believe the BS and not the truth. Does the BS sound better than the truth? I don't know. Well, some of my people that came to the forum last Saturday called me later on and said, hey, I didn't know they use ethanol for surgery. Yeah, they use ethanol for surgery. Even for face cream to put on your face, women. You know those women that have that expensive face creams? Yeah, look at the ingredient, ethanol. So if ethanol was bad and eats rubber and plastic and all that stuff, what would happen to those women putting it on their face? Ooh, some good they're going to look, right? Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you have a question or comment, whatever. Okay? Anyway, and just to remind you, nobody from Abercrombie's office came to listen to the ethanol thing. So, like Bob said, they promise everything and give you nothing. Okay? So, anyway, we had a good sizable crowd there on Saturday. And we got more people coming out wanting the rail. The rail is going to cost us billions. Ethanol is not even going to run us a billion. It's not going to run a state taxpayer anything. But it will create over 6,000 new jobs. You think the rail is going to create 6,000 jobs? I don't think so. It's going to take away jobs. Think about that. Okay? Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call before 2 o'clock. Everybody seems to want to call just before we go off the air. Okay? We're going to have more ethanol forums, and we're going to let you know more about it when it's coming up. And if you didn't notice, the gas prices is going up and up and up. And my friend from Houston said, and it makes sense, if you're running out of a product, don't you bring up the prices? If you have a big abundance of product, don't you lower the prices to get it sold? It's a basic economic, folks. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Mary from Manoa.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I don't know, maybe you answered this question. I didn't get it. But the news I heard about ethanol is that it takes so much of the crops of corn to produce this ethanol, and that depletes the food for, you know, third world countries and countries that depend upon corn for...
Okay, that is a very good question. Okay, think about this. What would happen if we ran out of food? Would the foreign countries that we help come and help us?
Well,
I don't think so.
They couldn't probably. They don't have enough for themselves.
And another thing is, why are we using corn and not sugarcane?
Oh, sugarcane.
Yeah, because sugarcane will grow in the same spot that corn grows. They're the same type of plant.
Oh, you can get ethanol from sugarcane then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And sugarcane makes more ethanol than corn.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Something wrong with this picture, you know.
Oh, I never hear about getting ethanol from sugarcane. All I hear is from, you know, the growth of corn, and then it's now a problem about corn growing for food.
Okay, the corn, the when they make it out of corn, they don't use the niblets. They use the cob. I haven't seen any human being munch on cobs. They used to throw it away or give it to the cows.
Right. Pig.
But you can make ethanol from it.
I see. Thank you for your information.
You're welcome. Okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Makakilo.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, hi, George. Just a question. I appreciate the candid conversation you're having with your guest. Regarding ethanol and oil, I think it's good to educate the public, but that's not what I called for. I've got 5W20 Royal Purple, and I wanted to know, I think several months back you commented on an additive that should go in with the 5W20 grade.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a sulfur and zinc.
Okay, and what's the product?
It's just sulfur and zinc, a liquid.
Okay.
And we put in about 3 ounces.
I'm sorry, say that again.
We put in about 3 ounces into the oil, and it makes it back to the old way it used to be.
Oh, okay. So can you pick that up in the market somewhere?
No, we have it made on the mainland and brought in.
So should I stop by and pick it up there?
Yeah, you can stop by and pick it up.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Sharon from Salt Lake.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi. George, this is the second time I've called you, and the first time I talked to you about ethanol, and I used to be negative about it, and then after I talked to you, I was very positive about it, and just as frustrated as you, really. But I've been hearing that cars that are older cars, and I don't know if this is propaganda or what it is, it hurts the inside of the car, the engine or some part inside of the car, you know. And there are some people in Washington that are for ethanol and some are against, but there's a lot of really negative that talk that it can really hurt the inside of the car. And could you address that?
Okay. You know what ethanol really is?
It's
moonshine.
Alcohol, like an alcohol?
It's moonshine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's whiskey. If whiskey hurts the inside of your engine, what happens if you drink it? You die.
Yeah.
At my forum last Saturday, I showed people how safe ethanol was. It didn't eat up a foam plastic cup, whereas the gasoline ate it in seconds. And it didn't eat rubber and rust metal or anything.
Yeah, I think they said it corrodes the inside.
It doesn't.
Yeah, especially the older cars, like 8 years old and older.
When Henry Ford made the first car, those cars ran on whiskey, which is ethanol.
Oh. So this is just some kind of propaganda?
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is terrible.
I have an 84 Chevy pickup, and a lot of my customers have old classic cars, like back in the 60s. And the 50s, and they're running on ethanol, and just wonderful.
I actually started to believe it. You know, I've been listening to it for months.
You gotta try it.
starting to sway me back in that, you know, I'd be negative about it. It really could just really be confusing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you talk about it, it just sounds so great. And then when they talk about it, I start thinking, well, maybe they're right. So.
No, ethanol can be run in anything from a weed whacker all the way up to a jet engine.
I guess more people need to be educated on it, right?
Yep, you got it. But the oil companies are putting out all this negative propaganda.
Yeah, they won't believe the propaganda that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say, because nobody had talked to you about it, and I just wanted to get that
good.
Cleared up. Okay, thank you, George.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's
we'll
next?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
We'll find my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, I got some information. I don't know about everybody else out there, but I know that I am really, really angry about hitting us on that registration charges again. So on Monday last week, George, I called up my representative. You know, I live in the southeast end of Oahu,
mm-hmm.
and that's this guy called Hashem. I didn't vote for him, but I called his office. He didn't know what the heck I was talking about. So I told him what was happening and left it at that, asked him not to vote for it. So then I moved on to my next representative down the road, George, who's Barbara Marumoto.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank Maureen from Barbara Marumoto's office for helping me out so much. She she was able to look up all this information. It's House Bill 1101 and 1102. It was introduced by Calvin Say by request, unidentified source. They had a meeting the next day at a very convenient time for everybody, 8:30 in the morning. And guess who the Transportation Committee chair was, George?
Who?
Our friend that likes to help us with everything to do with our cars, Joe Suki. Yeah. Remember the other one was the van cam?
Yep.
Yeah, now it's doubling up the fees on our motor vehicle registration. And now, unbeknownst to me, you announced another thing that he's going after our mufflers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm only an army of one, but I mean, for crying out loud, everybody, please take a few minutes next week and call up your, it's right in the phone book, call up your representative and just tell them, hey, you know what, this shame on you, this is P-Lau. How many times are you going to keep hitting us? And then with that flimsy excuse of, oh, the money's going to go to repair the roads.
Right.
Oh, I mean, talk about, you know, slap one side of the face, then turn your face, slap the other side of the face. And what?
Rob, they don't slap your face. They use the baseball bat.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, Louisville Slugger.
Mm-hmm.
The both headlights. Poked four holes in.
Calm down, Rob.
So, I appreciate Bob calling in a little bit on that, but I just wanted to thank Bob, too. And, you know, it's just, George, your show is such a good place to be able for us. I mean, just to try anyway, yeah?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I love you guys.
Okay.
Okay?
Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to give give your listeners some good news. The other night I was at the Office Depot, and I ran into our friend, Billy Crestman. And the first thing he told me was, hey, what a long time no see. I said, yeah, I know. He goes, well, guess what? I now carry AMSOIL 20 weight, 30 weight, and AMSOIL PI. So I said, good. You got me back as your customer.
Good.
Yeah, I'm very glad for that. I mean, I told him, I'm glad you finally saw the light. So he told me, what, you sold on AMSOIL now? I said, of course. I mean, after what happened to my dad's truck, of course I'm sold on the AMSOIL.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me the big thumbs up. He said, okay, you got it, brother.
Mm.
So I just wanted to share with the listeners. Yep, now we can go back to buying our oils from Billy again.
Yeah. What happened to your dad's truck?
You know, he from day one we had the Royal Purple, and it was doing okay. But until about the middle of last summer, until George said on the air that the 5W20 Royal Purple is defective, no wonder when it was cold, I would hear light metallic rattling internally until it warmed up, and then the noise would go away. But what happened after I heard that, I said, oh, geez, that's why we're getting that noise in the truck's engine. So we immediately, my dad had it immediately trashed, and he tried using that 0W20 Royal Purple. Oh, and AMSOIL, when you stop the key, though, as soon as you put it in drive, it takes off. No more noise. I mean, it's now an eager beaver from a tap-tap-tap rattling with the Royal Purple.
Good.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Hi, Nita. Remember me calling in last week about the registration fee that nobody heard of?
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, what else can the country do besides raising taxes? We need to raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Subject number two, you know Obama, the president office is a traitor. You heard about it? That?
Mm-hmm.
Selling the code numbers of Triton missiles to Russia in spite of Britain's disapproval. What do you call that? Isn't that traitor?
As fair trade.
Like Ethel Rosenberg and her husband, they were put to death after their response to America, remember?
Mm.
And another thing, the drunken driver, they survived the crash like Bucky Lake. Remember Bucky Lake?
Mm-hmm.
And the school street subject killing that girl. And now this recent accident with the van with school kids.
Okay.
The driver survived.
That van is not the cause of the driver.
But he was drunk on the wheel.
I don't care if he was Mario Andretti. If the axle breaks off, nobody in this world can control the vehicle. Mm-hmm. The front axle, the driver's side, broke off and ripped off the steering and the whole suspension.
Okay.
Causing it to flip over. And everybody's blaming that boy. It's not his fault. It's the safety check station that allowed that car to stay on the road. They didn't check it.
It couldn't be like after he got his safety check, say like 11 months later.
No, the boot doesn't break and the axle break. The boot was broken a long time ago. And that's what causes it to break, because all the grease gets out of the bearing seizes and snaps the axle.
Okay, and the next subject is Cole Brennan, the car crossing the line. They never figured
Clarence,
anything about that yet.
Yeah, Clarence, we got to move on.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Anyway, getting back to that van again, I need for people to let me know how we can get a hold of the family, because that poor boy is incarcerated in jail for something that he didn't really have any control on. The easiest thing to do is to blame the driver for losing control of the vehicle. And I don't care if that was a professional race car driver. If that steering breaks off, there is no way anybody can control that vehicle. So why don't experts check it before condemning the driver? The easiest thing to do is say, oh, he's drunk, he's intoxicated, and so forth and so forth. What about the mechanical? Anybody ever think about the mechanical?
But isn't that the responsibility of the car owner?
They don't know. Do you know what a CV shaft is?
No, but can't you tell that it's going or something's wrong?
There is no way to tell. That is the reason why people come into the repair shop and say, oh, you know what? Can you check out my car to see if I pass safety check? And if the safety inspector does not check that, then whose fault is it? The driver is not an automotive technician, let alone know how to even check their own oil. Give us a call at 296-5467. This is an issue I think we should put out to HPD.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739. You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Andy.
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
I got to say, Rob was really exercised, but I got to agree with him. I think we ought to get angry at what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They tax us for fixing the roads, they make a special fund, then they raid the fund, and then they expect us to pay even more money.
Mm-hmm.
To replenish the fund, and who's to say they're not going to raid it again?
They will.
Yep. That's just an outrage.
It is. And the people allow it.
Yep, you're right. People allow it. And I'm glad that Rob is doing something about it, calling his representatives. So I got to say my same advice to everybody who's listening to us. Just take a few minutes, call, and register your complaint.
That's right.
Yep. And about the CV boot, CV joints, isn't that a defect of the way those things are manufactured? Shouldn't they have a really strong outer casing made out of metal, like a transmission, instead of some flimsy rubberized plastic boot?
Actually, you know, the way it's manufactured, if you look at the old-fashioned cars like the Chevys, the Fords, the Chryslers back in the 50s, they had no front-wheel drive cars. It was all back-wheel drive, and you never had this kind of problem.
Right. Well, so you have to have a flexible boot because
yes.
of the front-wheel drive?
Yes.
There's no way to make it solid? Because it has to flex in all
it
different directions.
It has to turn, yeah.
I see.
So for safety-wise, we should be going back to back-wheel drive?
You got it.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I asked that question. So, is there? I guess they do that so they can be economy cars.
Cheap.
Yeah,
cheap.
Because if you don't have that long drive shaft through the back of the car, then you don't have that as much weight too, right?
Yeah.
But I think we ought to have more weight on the vehicles and be safer rather than little tin cans.
That's right.
Parts that can break that easy.
That's right.
Yeah, well, gosh, I really agree with you, and boy, I hope. Yeah, but you never know. They probably won't change. They'll probably just keep on building them like that.
Well,
but how many more people are going to have to die before they...
Yeah, it's the safety inspection station that's supposed to catch it, though.
Right, but...
They don't do it.
Why make it make a auto parts that can fail that easy, though, you know?
Well, I can bet you it was from China.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is too much of a price to pay. People dying.
That's right.
Yep. All right, George. I agree totally.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, aloha. Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hey, Glenn.
Oh, hi, George. I enjoyed the seminar last week. The food was good, and the only request is that we get our PA system. I'm an old guy, so the hearing is hard.
Next time we'll use the PA system.
Yeah, the foam cup in a gas was very impressive. You know, it melts real fast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if we can get some kind of sea stuff, like a mechanical device where you can run a load on a small gas motor, run regular, and you see the motor labor hard, and you put in ethanol, and you see the motor loaf, kind of like, that's just my suggestion, my 2 cents. But overall, the meeting was real good, so.
Did you try ethanol yet?
No.
Then you got to try.
Yeah, I know you had some, and you said, you know, you were going to give it away, but I had to leave about just before 5. But, yeah, those who didn't come missed out. It was very interesting, very informative. So I would suggest to your listeners the next meeting. And I know who Wendell and George Waialeale is now, because they're at a 50-60s group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know who, I can put a name to the face.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks,
thank you.
George.
Aloha. Bye. Okay. Wanda's on the phone again. Okay, who's next, Wanda?
We have David from Mililani.
Hi, David.
Hey, how's it, George? How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, just regarding that accident that you were talking about.
Right.
I was just wondering if that's an opinion or a fact that you're stating that the car axle broke on him.
Well, I want to check the car if I can, the van. Uh-huh. But I'm 99% sure that's what happened.
Because I was just wondering if you had a chance to inspect the vehicle then.
If you look at the picture, the left front wheel is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheel don't fall off.
You don't think that's from him serving off, putting that concrete and bank it and flipping over? No.
I've seen cars crash in races and everything. The suspension don't go flying off.
Oh, I just was wondering if that was an opinion or fact that you're stating.
No, it's 99% sure fact.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I did get a chance to inspect that, so maybe you can give the findings to that kid's lawyer.
Well, I want to contact the family because I think that young boy is being prosecuted for nothing.
Mm, right. Mm. All right, George. Well, thank you very much. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Aloha.
Okay. Wow, too bad. You had another caller, and he had a suggestion, and he said he didn't want to go on the air and tell it to you. But he suggested, why don't you do some kind of ethanol club? But I told him to stay on the line because he could explain it better than I can.
Well, we're doing something similar to that. It's not called a club. It's called a corporation. And we're going to try to get this corporation to move the ethanol idea in Hawaii, because the ethanol idea will open up 6,000 new jobs. 6,000 new jobs, folks. Okay? It's a 24/7 business. And what do we need right now? Jobs. There's so many people unemployed. And these are good-paying jobs. So, how come our politicians not stepping up to the plate and say, hey, how can we help you? How can we get this project on the road? Think about that. How many politicians actually opened up big jobs for the people? I mean, good jobs. Permanent jobs. Not just temporary. How many? I've yet to see it. Give me a call at 296. Oh, that's it. It's our 2-minute warning. Right? Well, that went fast today. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the people that called in and made the show what it is.